This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis.
Okay, so question for you. What do Jennifer Lopez, Selena Gomez, Rihanna, Drew Barrymore, and Alicia Keys have in common, besides all being very famous? Maybe it is not so obvious, but all five of them have their very own beauty brands. And honestly, that is a super, super condensed list. The beauty industry, as we've talked about on this program, is enormous. Last year, it was valued at more than $500 billion. And more, we're seeing celebrities drop their own skincare and makeup lines. So much so that it's become a bit of a running joke. Like when Lady Gaga released her makeup company back in 2019. Well, I'll just let you hear how she advertised it.
The last thing the world needs is another beauty brand. But that's too bad.
So what is up with this trend? To talk about it, I got Cheryl Wishover on the phone. She's a reporter who covers the beauty industry. Cheryl, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So Cheryl, I was at Sephora the other week picking up some usual stuff and getting a gift for a friend. And I remember I had to get help because I was just so overwhelmed by all of the options. I was seeing all these celebrity beauty brands I hadn't seen before. And I'm curious, you cover this topic. Do you also feel like sometimes there are just too many to keep up with?
Yes.
Right?
It's almost a weekly occurrence that I get a press release for someone new launching a brand, for sure.
So why has this become the new norm? Why are there so many celebrity beauty brands out there?
There are less barriers than ever right now to be able to launch a beauty brand. And that's not only for celebrities, that's for anybody. Mm. And I think celebrities have gotten away from doing just straight beauty spokesperson type thing, you know, face of Maybelline,
right,
which they still do. But I think they think that it's more authentic to not shill someone else's product and to have your own. Mm. I also think you can potentially make more money. And also beauty right now is no longer as niche maybe as it used to be. A lot more people are interested in it. So for all of those reasons, I think brands are really attractive.
That's so real. I just started using moisturizer every day just because of social media, because I was seeing all these like TikToks and Instagrams. So how does this work exactly? How do celebrities go about making a beauty brand?
A lot of them utilize beauty incubators. There are dozens and dozens, yes, of these incubators now who can provide manufacturers, who can help with finding packaging, who can even provide, you know, executive teams. And then they will work with the celebrity to sort of talk about their vision and how they want the thing to look. And then they take it and do kind of the work. What I find very interesting is that in the last couple of years, the agent side of it have kind of gotten involved. Like CAA hasn't invested in a beauty incubator of their own so that they can like funnel their clients right into that. Beauty incubators are by far the sort of biggest vehicle right now.
Right. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
So I want to get more specific. Like, what is it about the beauty industry that makes it especially lucrative?
Beauty has a really, really high margin, like huge margin. Mm. So I interviewed a beauty founder whose brand no longer exists several years ago, and she sort of walked me through the process of what a lipstick actually costs to make. And she said it was about $2.50. And if you go to, you know, Sephora, what are you paying for lipstick?
$2.50, let me tell you.
No, $30, $40, right, even, you know, $18 is like a huge markup. And celebrities, if they are big enough and have a big enough social media platform, they don't have to do traditional advertising, which is saves a huge amount of money. So that's even more profit.
Right, right. And from a consumer's perspective, you know, how do you think seeing all these celebrities rush to become beauty moguls impacts their willingness to buy from them?
Yeah, so that's a question I have asked a lot of sources that I've spoken to, and I get mixed answers on this. And I think people are influenced to an extent, but I also think there's a lot of probably fatigue happening. I think the situation where celebrities are feeling like it's more authentic to have their own brand is now feeling like, oh, okay, another brand,
right,
you know, what
like, is it authentic?
Exactly.
Do you see a slowdown in new celebrity beauty lines anytime soon?
Honestly, no. I think it's going to be interesting to see who actually gets these sort of big exits, you know, like a Kylie. Everyone points to Kylie Jenner. You know, she sold hers for, or sold a majority stake for $600 million and then sold the rest of it to Coty later. You haven't really seen that happen with any other celebrities yet, although it's early days. You know, it often takes like five years to a decade to grow a brand. So it's really hard to say. But I don't think it's going to stop, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Cheryl Wishover is a freelance beauty reporter. Cheryl, it was great talking to you.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.